Acts chapter number 5. We just stay in the book of Acts on Wednesday nights for sure. Trying our best to, unless the Lord leads different there. I believe all the Bible here is the inspired, infallible Word of God. So I believe it doesn't matter if you read from Genesis to Revelation, no matter where you're at in the Bible, that Word is inspired and it's infallible. There's no faults in it. Everything you read in there is truth, and everything that you and I read in there, it will benefit our life. Amen? Whether if I like it or if I don't like it, if I read it and it's in that book, it's true and it's real. And going into this new year, we're entering into a new year Sunday, and I thank God for that. Thank God that He's allowing us to reach that in our life. If we make it to Sunday, if not, He may come back, and that'll be okay too. Amen? Hey, that's what we're waiting on anyway, for Him to come. But tonight, what I want to talk about is obeying God. Obeying God. We preach Sunday morning on the pathway to peace that's found on earth. He said, goodwill toward men. He said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men. But tonight, I want to look at, as we go down the text, obeying God. Have you ever just found yourself not obeying God? I have. I have found myself not obeying God. I know when I don't obey God, and I know when I do obey God. And it's pretty clear, it's pretty evident in the Word of God. When we obey, good things come. When we don't obey, bad things come. That's any parent. If a kid doesn't obey, bad things are coming. If a kid does obey, good things are coming. So obeying God is very important in our walk. But tonight, I want to look at tonight as the apostles, as they obeyed God. And I want to go back throughout the Bible and look at men of God that obeyed Him and how God blessed them very richly in their life. Obeying God, Acts chapter number 5, verse number 27. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts 5 and verse 27, the Bible says, and when they had brought them, talking about the apostles, they set them before the council and the high priest and asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of your fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and a savior and to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are His witness of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father, all over the room tonight, we've heard prayer requests, and Lord, we've heard of people that's been sick and that needs a touch tonight. Lord, I'd ask You to reach down from heaven tonight and touch them ones that were sick. Lord, the ones that have COVID tonight, Brother Eric's father and his mother, Lord, I'd ask You to touch them tonight. Lord, tonight, the one that's having knee problems tonight, I ask You to touch that man as well. Lord, all over this room tonight, there's people that are sick and just need a great touch tonight, and I'd ask You to touch it. Lord, there's been men and women stand up asking prayer for their children, and Lord, I'd ask tonight that You touch their families, touch their children, touch them in a mighty way. Lord God, tonight we come to Your house and we're obeying Your Word tonight. We're obeying the Scripture tonight, Father. And I ask tonight that You show up in this place like never before. I pray that You show us exactly what we need to do in this beginning of the new year fixing to be. Lord, I pray You lead this church in a way that would be honoring and pleasing and glorifying to You. Father God, I pray tonight that we find ourselves obeying You and not men. Father God, tonight that if we obey this Bible, we obey this Word, we're obeying You tonight. Father, I love You. I thank You. I thank You for all the unspoken requests that You're going to answer tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that You just save somebody before the end of the year. And Lord God, I pray this coming up new year that we hear of a revival breakout, Father God. I pray we hear of a mighty revival breakout and set loose. And Lord God, that other people come to know You before it's eternally too late. Father, I love You and I thank You. I pray that I'll always be a pastor found obeying You tonight. Lord God, not my will but Thy will be done behind this sacred desk. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Obeying God. As we get here tonight and we look into Acts chapter number 5 and we start in verse 27 and go down to 32, we see that last week we looked at when the Holy Ghost took over. The Holy Ghost, it took over the body of believers, and they were filled with that Holy Ghost and they was witnessing. They had been put in jail. They had been beaten. They had been scrutinized. But then the angel come and brought them out before we get to 27, and they went back teaching what they was told not to teach. But tonight, this week, we're going to look in the scripture and we're going to see the apostles, their number one goal was to obey God. The number one goal that they had was to obey God and not to please men, but to obey God. I want you to get this tonight. But to obey God and spread the name of Jesus Christ, we must remember. There must be some remembrance that comes in our life when we obey the word of God and we don't try to please men. I don't know about you tonight, but if I'm going to stand behind this desk and I'm going to preach, thus saith the word of God, I can't worry about pleasing you tonight. I can't worry about pleasing this church. I can't worry about pleasing this deacon body. I can't worry about pleasing not one person but God tonight. And if I please him tonight, it'll please everybody else. And if it don't, that's just the way it is. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight they said they wanted to please God. You know what? Tonight as your pastor, when you're doing the will of God, it doesn't matter if it pleases me or not tonight. As long as we please God, everything else is going to be okay. Amen? He says tonight that the name of Jesus, we must remember that when we obey God, conflict with men will come. When you obey God and you let God lead your life, conflict with men will come, but we must obey God. Look what he says here in verse number 29. He says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said unto this. Who did he say it unto? They told the high priest and they told the council. Here's what they told them. And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Now, did that mean that they went out and they was against the police and against the government and against? No, that don't mean that at all. What that meant was, did that mean that they went against the authority of the church and they went against things? No, they didn't. They did things according to the word of God. They did away the Bible explained it to them, the way the Holy Ghost was leading them and the way the Spirit of God was leading them. He said we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, and that's what I want to talk about tonight when we obey God. If you want to obey God and you want to see Scripture tonight, don't you find you somebody that flips in and out of church, that comes for 1 year and then they're out 4 years. Don't look to them how they obey God. Don't look at somebody that's here occasionally and try to follow their walk with God. Don't you look to a man or a woman that's doing everything under the sun and they say that they love God. Don't you look to them people tonight. Oh, don't you look to them. They're not who you're supposed to look to. But he said, the God of our fathers and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he said, them men, they followed God and they stuck with God. Hey, I don't know about you tonight, but I'm looking for some men and women in 2023 that's going to follow God. Hey, they're not going to put their feelings out there. They're not going to put what they think out there. They're going to follow God and let God lead them in their life. And tonight we look here, he says, and I love this, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. And tonight I want to look at four men in the Bible tonight that God used them and they followed God and they obeyed God. I ask you tonight, do you obey God tonight? Do you try your best to obey God? As we look in the text tonight, I want to go with you tonight, and I want to look at four men. And number one tonight, I want to look at the book of Job tonight. I want to go to the book of Job and how Job obeyed God. Turn with me, if you will, to Job chapter number 23 tonight, and I want to look in that text tonight. Job chapter number 23, and I want to look tonight, if you will, with me. Job chapter number 23 and verse number 10 and verse number 11. As we come here tonight, Job obeyed God. He was one of them men that obeyed God. Even though everything come against him and his life looked like it was doom and gloom, he had lost all of his kids. He had lost all he had. Can I say to you tonight, if you lose everything you got, that doesn't mean that you're not following God. Hey, you can lose everything you got tonight and still be a believer tonight. You can lose everything you got and be one of the most faithful men and women of God that you've ever seen. It ain't about what you accumulate that means that you're a man or a woman of God, but it's how you obey God and you live your life according to the scripture tonight. The Bible says in Job 23 in verse number 10, Job obeyed God. He said, our fathers who raised up Jesus, our fathers who loved the Lord. Look tonight in Job 23 in verse number 10. Here's what old Job said, and I love this tonight. Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take. Hey, I got good news tonight. God knows if you obey him, and he knows that if I obey him tonight. And he says in verse number 10, but he knoweth the way that I take, every way that I go, every way that I take tonight, God knows that. And when he had tried me, do you know tonight that God's going to try you and God's going to try me? Hey, it's going to get to our life. There's going to come a day that you're going to stand on trial. And the only thing that's going to get you through is the blood of Jesus Christ. They say you brought your doctrine here in chapter number 5 and you're spreading this doctrine all around and you're putting the blood of Jesus on us. Friends, tonight, whoever walks through them back doors, doors back there, they ought to know that we to believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. It was by His blood that we've been saved. It was by His blood that we have hope tonight. And Job said tonight in verse number 10, but He knoweth the way that I take, and when He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He said, when I've been tried and I've been put through the fire, I'm going to come out on the other side and I'm going to look like gold. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God that when a believer's tried and he don't fall under that temptation of Satan tonight, but he comes out on the other side. He said, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. When you obey that book, when it gets hard and it gets tough and the world's going one way, but God's pushing you to go another way, don't you back up for one skinny minute. You stick with that stuff. You obey the Word of God. 2023 is coming, and we need to be a church that obeys the Word of God. Can I get a witness this afternoon? And he says in verse number 11, my foot hath beheld His steps. He said, everywhere He steps, I'm going to step. Woo, glory, I don't know about you. Everywhere He steps, I'm going to step. You know what that tells me is? I'm not going to step unless He stepped. I'm not going to move unless He stepped. Unless He's leading, I'm not going to follow. Look what He says tonight. My foot had held His steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Oh, Job said tonight, he said, the way that God's going, I'm going to obey Him. When He steps, I'm going to step. I'll never forget, Brother Kevin, when I was a little bitty boy, I was probably Briar's age there. I wasn't very big at all, and my daddy, he'd go hunting. And when we'd go hunting, Briar, you know what he'd do? He'd take that gun and he'd carry it. He'd lay that gun up on his shoulder straight up, and he'd walk, and I'd have my gun down at his feet. He'd say, boy, get that gun away from me. You might shoot me. I'd take that gun. I'd lay it a different way, and as my daddy walked through them woods, I'll never forget it, Brother Les Carr. He'd walk through them hills over there where I live, and I'd watch my daddy, and everywhere he stepped, I'd make sure that I could put my foot in his footsteps. You know why? Because if Daddy was okay walking that way, I'm okay too. Can I say tonight that there's some of us, we need to obey God, and we need to get in the footsteps of God. We need to go in the way that He directs us to go and get in the steps that God has put forth in our life. Oh, Job said, I know the steps that He has led before me. Tonight I ask you this question. Can you be like Job and say, wherever God steps, I'm going to step? Man, that's not easy, but that's what we need to do. He says tonight, obeying God, number one, Job obeyed God. You know what he says there in Job 19:25? He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hey, Job knew it. He knew it before he had ever died on the cross. He knew that Jesus Christ lived, and he knew that God was on the throne. But tonight he said, I'd rather obey God than man. I see tonight, number one, Job, he obeyed God. That's one of them forefathers that was before us. He didn't waver. He had three old friends said, hey, you're crazy. You done lost your mind. That God you serve, He's took everything from you. If God loved you, He wouldn't have took your kids. If God loved you, He wouldn't let your kid go wayward. If God loved you, He wouldn't have this going on in your life. You listen to me tonight. When He sent Jesus to Calvary, that proved to me that He loved me unconditionally. It doesn't matter what goes on around me. I know what lives inside of me. Can I get an amen? And then He had one wife. Hey, He had a bunch of kids with her, but you know what she said? One old wife said, all this going on in our life, you know what you ought to do? Hey, you ought to curse God and die. Hey, what kind of friend is that telling somebody you ought to curse God and die? Hey, I want you to know tonight He's come and He's given us life, and not for us to take it, but for us to live it and live it for His glory. Amen. Hey, old Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I thank God going into 2023 as your pastor, I know that God's not dead, but He is surely alive. Amen. Oh, I see tonight, number one, Job obeyed God, but I want to take you somewhere else. I'd rather obey God than man. Now let's look in Daniel chapter number 3 and starting in verse number 17 tonight. I'd rather obey God than man. Daniel chapter number 3 tonight, if you'll turn with me there. Daniel chapter number 3, and we'll begin reading in verse number 17 tonight. And we'd rather obey God than man. You know what? Here we had Sunday school not too long ago, and old Daniel, he'd come to this place, and there had been a decree put out that you was not supposed to worship or you was not supposed to pray to any other god. And you know what Daniel did? He didn't back down. You know what he did? Hey, he opened the window and he looked down and he prayed to God. He prayed to God that was in heaven every day of his life. And when it came here in Nebuchadnezzar, he came to this place and he wanted to know what was going on. He had put a decree out and somebody wouldn't do it what he said to do. And oh, Daniel, he was going against the grain, but he was going with God. Can I say tonight, if you go with God in the world that we live in, you're going to be going against the grain. You're going to look different. You're going to act different. You're going to smell different. You're going to be different. You're not going to fit in. If you fit in with everybody you get around tonight, you make sure you're following God and not following man. Amen. If everybody that you get around, you fit in with and there's no problems, you make sure you're following God, not following man. Because if there's a difference in your life and you're obeying God, there's going to come a time you have to buck somebody. There's going to come, you're going to have to buck somebody. You're going to have to buck your employer. You're going to have to buck your family. You're going to have to buck somebody sometimes and say, no, that's not the way I believe. That's not the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this way. Tonight, I want you to know we must not never get to the place in our life that we let somebody get us to go against obeying God. We must obey God. Look tonight in Daniel chapter number 3 and verse 17. Here's what Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar. Here's what he told him. He said this, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able. Here in the book of Daniel, these three Hebrews, here they come to this place. And here's what they said in the book of Daniel. Oh, Daniel, he's done made up his mind before he goes into the lion's den. And these three Hebrew boys, they've done made up their mind before they're thrown in the fiery furnace. And here they go. If it be so, our God whom we serve, he is able. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God that he's able. Amen? If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. They told the king, they said, we believe that God is able. We believe that God is able, and he'll do what we need him to do. Can I say tonight, them Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel, when they was in trouble, they obeyed God. When they come to the place in their life they were fixing to be put in a trial, they obeyed God. When they got to the place where they knew they was going to be thrown into a fiery furnace, they obeyed God. And here's what the Bible says. They said this, but if not, tonight, if you in your mind, if you thought, well, God may not deliver me, but you said, I'm still going to follow him, what kind of faith is that? That's great faith, amen? That's a big old faith. He said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king. Glory to God. He said, O king, let me tell you something. If he don't deliver me, that's okay too. That's okay too. I'm not supposed to be delivered. Let's get this tonight. I'm not supposed to be delivered from every trial in this life. If any preacher tells you you're supposed to be delivered from every trial in this life and every walk in this life is supposed to be easy, every walk in this life is supposed to be just as good as it can be, you'll have no problems, you'll have no pain, you'll have no suffering, you listen to me now, he's preaching a false gospel. Jesus come to help us through our trials and our troubles, but he don't keep them from coming. He helps us through them. Tonight, I want you to know that. Leading into 2023, that's got to be our mindset. We're going to obey God. And coming down the book of Acts, it ain't no topical preaching. It's just the Bible. We're going to obey God and let God lead this place the way that he wants to lead it. And he says tonight that these three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel, they come here and they're going to obey God. And they said this, he said, but be it known unto you, O king, if he don't deliver us, we're still going to serve him. If he don't deliver us, we're still going to follow him. I want to ask you a question. Something you've been praying for forever. If he never answers it on this side of eternity, are you still going to follow him? Yes. Why? He didn't become my Savior to get all I wanted. He became my Savior to get all I needed. I needed deliverance. I needed forgiveness of my sin. I needed to be set free. I needed to be washed. I needed to be cleansed. I needed that in my life, and that's what he gave me. And tonight, as I walk in that life, and I don't know about you, but I've noticed this, as the years has went on and I've walked with Christ, I don't walk the way I used to walk. When I first got saved, my walk was about the same as it was when I got saved. I mean, it was. The day I got born again, I got up, I knew I was saved. That's all I knew. I didn't know a whole lot more from there. I just knew I was saved. There's a change, there's a difference, and I was ready to obey God. But in the first two or three years, it was kind of hard to obey him because that old sin nature, that old flesh still wanted to do the things I wanted to do. But as I've walked with Christ, he is my enabler. He's my abler. He's my helper. And as I've walked with Christ, that little word, N-O, gets a whole lot easier. When the old crowd and the old people and the old, it's a whole lot easier to say, no, I will not go that way. I will not follow that route. I will not do them things because I'm going to obey God. Tonight, I promise you this, if you'll stand for him, he'll stand for you. I had an old preacher tell me one time before I come to this church, we'd met over there in Morville, and there's two churches that Sunday. I was over there for a trial sermon to be the pastor over there, and Brother David, and I believe Brother Kevin, I'd be telling a story if I told everybody, but there's some people come, let me say that. And they came over there, and they came to listen. And when we got done, I went in with that one church, and all they wanted was a Sunday morning. That's what they said. Good church. They said, we don't want Sunday night, Wednesday night. All we want Sunday morning preaching, and you'll be free the rest of the week, and you go on. And I looked at the pastor who was going to resign was still there, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, son, I know you probably want more than that. I thought, man, he's gave a whole lot more than that. I want more than that. And he said, but let me just tell you something before you leave and you go eat with them. And by the way, I was on a fast at that time. And they carried me to a buffet, food buffet. Whew. Sister Savannah, me and my wife both was on a fast, and they took us to all-you-could-eat buffet. And they said, listen, we're going to pay too. I was like, well, if you didn't pay, I ain't going to hurt you. I mean, I ain't going to eat enough right now to even. And we was on fried foods, no fried foods. We'd been on it for a while then. You couldn't eat no fried foods, couldn't do certain things. We could eat ketchup. That was still on the course. And we got in there, and I'll never forget to have black-eyed peas, Brother Harold. I ain't never ate so many black-eyed peas in all days of my life. I didn't like black-eyed peas, but I covered them babies in ketchup just as much as I could cover them. But before we went to meet with this church, here's what he told me. He said, I just want you to know one thing before you go out and talk to them. I said, yes, sir. He said, if you'll stand by the God of that book, the God of that book will stand by you. But if you don't obey the God of that book, that God of that book's not going to obey you when you ask him to do something. And I've never forgot that all the days of my life. And tonight, we've looked at two men already. One, Job, we've seen. We looked in the book of Daniel at the three Hebrew children. But tonight, I want to look at one more place before we go to the last one. I want to look at this. I want to look at the Apostle Paul. I want to look at what he said. Now, we've been in the Old Testament with two that said, I'm going to obey God. Tonight, you know what? I don't understand this. When I was a young preacher, just starting out young, man, everybody wanted a young, fresh preacher, new preacher, clean preacher, fresh, young, in their 20s and 30s. And then when you get older, everybody, you know, they don't want no old preacher. When you get older, when you're young, they want an old one. You know how that, I don't understand that. I never got a hold of that, but I do know this. The more you preach the word and preach it straight and preach it true, the less they want you. You tickle their ears and give them what they want. Never step on their toe, never say nothing, and man, they love you to death. But you just preach that book straight and true, and you'll have controversy in your life. But you listen to me, I'd rather have controversy with man than controversy with God. Any day of the week. Any day of the week. I went into I won't give a timetable, but I went into a place, got asked to come not too long ago, and went in. I didn't know what was going on. I just went in having a good time. And I got up, and I made a statement that I always make. Nothing wrong with it. My opinion, what I believe. And I said this. I said, I didn't know the church was having problems over this, but I just stood up before I preached, and I said, listen, I said, I started with the King James Bible, and I'm going to finish with her. Can I get an amen? Thank you. There was no amen. I thought, well, what's going on here? Preached on, rocked on. Found out afterwards, that ain't what they're going with no more. New man's come on scene. New preachers come on scene. Younger, fresher, more in style, more up to tune. That's his business. But tonight, I want you to know this. I want to obey God. And I want to obey that book. And I want to know in the book that I preach out of where it says that he's come to seek and to save that which was lost is not omitted. But it's in the book. You hear me tonight? I want to know in the book that I read that it says he's come to seek and to save that which, I want to know it's in my book. Because I'm one of them whosoever's. That if you looked at me, he won't never obey God. But God, I obey God. Amen? And tonight, we go to the Apostle Paul, and he's one of them like myself. That if you looked at him, you would not have picked him to be a member of your church. You would not. But one of the greatest evangelists and soul winners that we've ever read about. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 24 tonight. Acts 20, 24. We've seen tonight in the book of Job. We've seen tonight in the book of Daniel. Daniel's went through it. The three Hebrew children went through it. But in Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 24 tonight, I want to share this with you. Then Peter and the apostles answered, said, we ought to obey God rather than man. He said, that's what we ought to do. We ought to obey God rather than man. Acts 20, 24, here's what Paul said. Here's what he said. But none of these things move me. He said, none of that out there moves me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course. Who in here tonight is wanting to finish their course for Jesus? Man, I want to finish my course for him. What a sad day that would be to be in a casket. And they stand up and say, boy, he used to be a preacher. I done told you used to be, he's useless. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul said tonight that he obeyed God because nothing else moved him. The only thing he allowed to move him and to get him to move any little bit off course was God. If God wanted to move him to the right, he'd move to the right. Left, he'd move to the left. But if God didn't move him, he didn't move. Tonight, I'm looking for some church members here that's got that same mentality. I won't move unless God moves me. I'm looking for some deacons tonight to say, hey, we're going to stand on the book, we're going to stand on the word, and we won't move unless God moves us. I pray tonight you're looking for a pastor tonight. In 2023, he says, look here, he's going to preach the word, and he's not going to move unless God moves us from book to book. Man, nothing else moved Paul. His life meant nothing if he wasn't obeying. He said that I might finish my course here, that I might finish my course with joy. Tonight, it's a joy to be a Christian. It's a joy to be a Christian, which I have received of the Lord. Tonight, the ministry that I have, obeying God and doing what God's called me to do, is I've received it from the Lord, and you have too. I see tonight that Job, he obeyed God. Daniel and the three Hebrew children in the book of Daniel, they obeyed God. Paul obeyed God. All the way through, he obeyed God. When he got saved, he obeyed God. And tonight, the last person I want to look at tonight that must obey God is you and I. We must obey God. Job obeyed God good. That's a teaching help for me. You fathers which raised up Jesus. That's a teaching help. Okay? Daniel and them three Hebrew children, Daniel and then they come through for the fiery furnace, they obey God. That's good to read. That's good to read. Paul was a murderer. Now he's obeying God. That's good to read. But if I read it and don't apply it, what good does it help me? I must obey God, and you must obey God tonight. If you'll turn with me tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 58, I want to show you why we must obey God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 58 tonight. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. I want to share this with you tonight. Job obeyed, Daniel obeyed, Paul obeyed, but we must obey God at all times. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, he's talking to you and I. He's talking to the church at Corinth, but he's talking to you and I. When I read this text, it just touches my heart. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Why did he tell them to be steadfast, to stand and stay and don't be moved? Because people wouldn't be steadfast in what they believed, and they were being moved by every sound doctrine that come there. Any doctrine, not sound doctrine, any doctrine. They done accused them for bringing the doctrine of God into the place and the blood of Jesus putting it on them. Any doctrine was going, anything was going. And Paul comes here in the book of Corinthians. He said, listen tonight, I want you to obey God. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I know in 2022 we've kept each other busy at the church. I know that. Awana's has kept us busy. Mission trip, Brother David, you've kept us busy. Just other stuff at the church that we've been doing. We've been busy. And if you're not careful, if you're doing that for your glorification or for your glory or for my glory, or if I'm doing it for my glory, I get burnt out. And I get to where I don't want to obey God. I said, man, I'm tired. I can do everything. Nothing else bothers me. I can go to work. I can do anything. Family don't. I can do anything. But you ask me to do the work of the Lord, it bothers me because I'm not doing it for His honor and His glory. That's when it gets to bothering you. When it starts to be a burden and it's not a blessing, it's because we're not standing fast, unmovable, doing always the work of the Lord, knowing that we're working to Him and not to us. When we're doing it for His glory, it won't be a burden, it won't be a problem, it'll be a blessing. I want to share this with you, and I called this man this week, and I asked him, I said, brother, you sent me something in the mail. It was a letter from Brother John Bush, Brother Harold. You know who I'm talking about. You met him at Jimbo's. And I said, man, I got this letter, and it goes with my message, but I don't want to use your illustration, that a life application in your life, unless you give me the ability to use it. And he said, if it'll help anybody, you use it. And I said, well, brother, it goes with the message I'm preaching. I got that in Tuesday. I called him yesterday. I said, it goes with exactly what I've been studying. Talking about obeying God. Brother John said that he got down, and this a couple weeks ago, he sent this out to every newsletter. They'd had the big revival there in North Carolina. There were Brother Ricky's church, Ricky Wolf's church, and some more churches. And it had a lot going on. And his wife drove a car. And her front or rear wheel, one of them, got bad. It hit, broke something. And he had to have a new wheel. Not a tire, but a wheel. And see, every morning he wakes up, he says, God, how can I obey you today? What would you have me to do? What would you want me to do? And he said he got up that morning and he was going to a junkyard, kind of like a pull apart. When you went there, they told you they had your will or not, but it was on the vehicle out in the woods, and you'd have to go out there and pull it off. But there was a men that were there, and if you paid them men, they'd go help you pull off that wheel or whatever you need pulled off for a certain price of money. And he said he was in a hurry, not thinking nothing or nothing. And this man, and I won't use his name because that's that man's name, he said, sir, do you need any help? Brother John said, no, I don't need no help. He said, I'm just going to run out here right quick, get what I need to do, and I'm going to get going. Brother John said he went out there with his four-way lug wrench, his jack, jacked the car up, put his four-way lug wrench on there, on a brand spanking new car. He took off three lug nuts, and one of them was a mismatch somebody had put on that car to get it into the junkyard. He said he went everywhere looking for that to go on that lug nut and said he couldn't find one nowhere to take it off. He said as he kept on thinking about it, looking at it, couldn't find it, that guy drove back around. Come out there where he's at, said, sir, do you need help? He said, no, I don't need no help. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm perfect. I don't need no help. Said that guy drove off. He said he kept looking at that lug nut, and that guy, he seen that guy coming back around, and he said all of a sudden the Holy Spirit told him, I've been trying to show you to witness to that man. And I put this... I put this lug nut on here so you would understand that you're supposed to, so you wouldn't be in a hurry and it would slow you down. And Brother John said when he seen that man coming, he got to pray and he said, Lord God, I am so sorry for not being obedient to what you called me to do. I run out here in a rush to get what I needed, and the most important thing in life was to witness to this man about you. And he said that the thing was that he didn't have no cash. All he had was a debit card, and all they would use is cash money if you're going to tip somebody. And his excuse was he didn't have no cash. And the Holy Ghost prompted him and said, do you not remember that man that gave you a $100 bill and told you if you've seen somebody in need to use that $100 bill that you got put back in your billfold to help that person in need? He said that man was coming. He poured it out. There was that $100 bill. He said, oh, my goodness, I have missed it. And said that guy come by and he flagged him down. He said, sir, could you help me? I need help. Guy's done come. That's the third time driving by him. Can I say tonight that the Holy Spirit is very persistent in what it does? It's dead on time, right on time. There's been times in my life I wanted to rush in and I wanted to rush out. I've been wanting to rush in, get what I needed done, don't witness about Jesus, don't do nothing but get out and go do my thing so I get on with my day and my day be the way that I need it to be. But that's not obeying God. He said that man pulled up and he asked him, he said, and I'm going to ask you the same question when I read it. Here's what he had. He said, what does Jesus mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? And said he asked that man that question before he ever touched the tire or anything. And said that man broke down in tears and said, I believe in Jesus, but I don't know him. And they got talking. And in that story, Brother John, in that letter, said, can I pray with you right now? And he said, I wish you would. There's no better place to do it than right here. And in that letter, that man, I don't know if he rededicated his life, got saved or whatever, but he got a relationship with Christ that day. I don't know all the details in the letter. He didn't go into all that, but he said that man talked to the Lord right then. And he said when he got up, in his billfold, he poured out that $100 bill that he had folded up, crisped up, stuck in. For months he'd been riding there. How many opportunities he missed in months to do what God had called him to do. And he said he reached in there and took that money out. That man said, no, that's what he said, listen, this is what I'm supposed to do. He handed that man that $100 bill and told him to have a Merry Christmas. Because he obeyed God, blessings come for another person. When he said that, I got thinking, I read about Job and how it blesses my life when he goes through trials and tribulations, and I see he can still go. What a blessing. I see in the book of Daniel, and Daniel and the three Hebrew children, as they go through, Daniel's in the lion's den, they're in the fiery furnace. I read back at that, even though I go through the fire, there's blessings. Even though I feel like lions are breathing on my neck, sometimes there are blessings from it. Who cares if there's a lion, as long as it don't bite me? Can I get a witness? Huh? Hey, who cares? And then I get over and read about Apostle Paul and how I read his writings, and man, they was all against him, and he even had to turn on some folks and go his own way. But what a blessing that he just stuck with God. Then I heard Brother John's story about how he was disobedient, became obedient, and didn't leave that spot till he got right with what the Lord wanted him to do. Instead, he asked the Lord to forgive him, and the Lord gave him that chance. But I wonder tonight, as I read that story all the way through, if somebody read my life tonight, could they say, because Brother BJ was obedient, I met the Lord? Because Brother BJ was obedient what he was supposed to do, the Lord blessed me. In 2023, I believe God is wanting to use everybody in this church not to be a burden to nobody, but to be a blessing. And it's up to you, and it's up to me to be a blessing. And tonight, the only way that I can be a blessing is by obeying God. When he prompts my heart, he moves on me, he wants me to move, I need to move. They said they was getting beat because they weren't doing what God was telling them to do. They was getting ridiculed. Here's what he said. He said, we'd rather obey God than men. This world is going to try its best to discourage you, ridicule you, beat on you, belittle you, everything under the sun. But as your pastor tonight, I want you to know this. You obey God, and everything else will be all right. As I called Brother John, I told him that story. He said, but let me tell you something else that's going to be a blessing to you. I said, let me hear it. He said, have you heard of the Louisiana Awakening? And I said, I ain't heard of it. He said, a group of people got together and got to praying weekly. Weekly. And they thought, didn't know why, but they got together and got to praying weekly. And in 3 months span, a revival has broke out in Louisiana right now, even as we speak. January the 4th, this coming up Wednesday night, this next Wednesday night, they're going to see if they need to keep doing the revival that they've been doing January the 4th. They're going to have another meeting and see who all shows up. And as tonight, as I'm speaking to you tonight, because of their obedience, 854 people has come to know Jesus Christ in the month of December. And they're calling it the Louisiana Awakening. He said, have you heard about it? I said, I have not heard about it, but I've been praying about it and didn't even know. What are you talking about, preacher? Lord God, just start a revival somewhere. If it ain't here, start it over yonder. Wherever, start it. Because if he starts it, it won't be long, it'll be over here. Amen? Won't be long, it'll be over here. What I'm trying to tell you is 2022 will leave you dry, it'll leave you desperate, and leave you thirsty for something. But Jesus Christ never will. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to 2023. I'm looking forward to it. I got a smile on my face. It'll be 20 years. Maybe my 20th, man, I got 20 years into something. 15 years into the ministry, but 20 years. And I thank God for that tonight. And tonight, my only question to you is this tonight. Are you obeying God? Only you can answer that tonight. And if you're not, make sure before the new year comes that you get to where you're obeying God and doing what God's called you to do. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you for obedience. I thank you tonight, Father, for your word. I thank you for the love that you have for us. I thank you for a church that's obedient. And Lord God, that we just do what you've called us to do. Lord, tonight, Brother Les mentioned something when he got up. And he said about paying this church off Sunday. And Lord, I am in a prayer of agreeance with him right now. Looking at that number, I don't know where it'll come from, but I know when it comes, it'll come from you. And Lord, you can use whoever you want to take care of whatever you want to take care of. But I thank God tonight, I thank you tonight that you're the one on the throne and you're the one in business of doing what you need to do. And Lord God, tonight, I'm just going to be obedient to what you've called me to do. And Lord God, tonight, I pray that everybody in this church being obedient this coming 2023, that we see this place not prosper for us, not one penny, but everything done here would prosper for the kingdom of heaven. Not our will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I pray you unloose what's going on in heaven down here. And Lord, I pray tonight that you, what's going on in Louisiana, I pray it starts right here. And Lord God, all it takes is your people to be obedient. It don't take big prayers. It don't take big power. It takes you. You are the power. You are what we need tonight. And I truly believe in my heart tonight, all you're waiting on is us to be obedient to what you've called us to do. And I don't know who's my one is tomorrow, and I don't know who everybody else's one is tomorrow that we get to witness to, but I pray we be obedient and we share the gospel with them people. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless this time in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, amen.